You're listening to the Your Stories podcast, Chuck and the Magic Pants, episode 12. Hope you enjoy. After a few more weeks of training, Dr. McElroy made another trip to the secret hideaway with his wagon. This time, he came bringing good news. The goblins had been defeated, and they had been pushed back outside of the land of Remus. This meant that it was time to pack up and go back to the castle. They wouldn't have to drive at the same pace that they did on their way to the hideout. Instead, they could go at a much slower pace and a more relaxed pace. Upon receiving this news, everyone pitched in to help load the wagons. Not everything had to be loaded, since a lot of the supplies were non-perishable goods. Because of this, it was decided the excess would be left to make sure that the hideaway stayed well supplied. With 8 people helping to load the wagons, it didn't take very long at all to get everything packed and ready for the trip. Yulin cooked a last meal for everyone, and once everyone had eaten their fill, they got in the wagons and set off on the long trip back to the castle. During their time in exile, 6 kids had gotten fairly decent at the use of the sword. Sarah and Melissa had displayed a knack for archery, and had even gotten to the point where they could do almost as well as Julian. Some of the others were more likely to shoot themselves with the arrow than the target they were aiming for. They traveled for the rest of the day. Finally, night came, and they couldn't travel anymore. For this reason, camp was set up, so they could spend the night. Early the next morning, they started traveling again, and made it to the castle just after the sun had peaked in the sky. Julian called the kids out for training in the afternoon. He wanted Dr. McElroy to see the progress his pupils had made. Once everyone was outside, he announced, "Today I want you to showcase your skills to Dr. McElroy. He is the one who will decide when you are ready to go on your mission. I want you to do your best, but I don't want you to feel any pressure. He is not grading you. He just wants to know how far you have made it." When the kids heard that they were going to be exhibiting their skills, they all took off all their clothes before heading to the armory to retrieve their weapons. During the last few weeks of being in exile, Sarah, Big John, and Candace all decided that they would try their training in the nude. They had seen the ease with which the others had stripped and wondered what it would be like for them to try something outside of their comfort shells. At first, it was still awkward having people of the opposite sex see them in the nude, but there wasn't any hint of anything sexual going on, so it soon became normal. Once everyone had gotten their swords, Julian ran them through their normal paces of having them move to the called positions. Dr. McElroy seemed mildly impressed with this performance. Next, Julian had each of the kids come up against him for a sword fight. He would be the attacker, and each of the kids would have to defend his attacks. Their defenses weren't perfect, but they showed their competence with the sword. Finally, Julian had Sarah and Melissa show their skills with the bow and arrow. This dazzling performance blew Dr. McElroy away, and for a while he was utterly speechless. After a little while, Dr. McElroy said, "I don't think that you are quite ready to begin your mission, but again, no one is very prepared for the missions that life throws at them. For this reason, I think that you should begin your mission in exactly 1 week. You will have until then to learn as much from Julian as possible. I hope that you pay attention because we will not be there with you on your mission. This is something that you all must face alone. I hope that Julian's training will prove to be sufficient, because we are in need of many more men and women like you who can take on the responsibility of being guards and soldiers. We need people who care for others and know how to sacrifice themselves for the good of those around them. I know that it is very scary having to face this mission alone, but you should trust your training. You will be equipped with everything you need to know about how to get there and how to behave around other creatures. I had to go on a mission myself, as did Julian. It is just part of becoming a guard." Dr. McElroy asked if there were any questions, but the children were too surprised at his announcement to be able to ask him anything. Since he didn't see any questions being asked, he bid farewell to the kids and walked back into the castle. Thank you for listening to the Your Stories podcast. Music provided by Audionautix.